好，今天呢，我们来到了这个雪梨哦。那呢，我今天要采访一个在雪梨出生的澳洲人。那这个人呢，也是我家的弟兄，大家对他一定非常的好奇哦。好，那等一下呢，让他来做简单的自我介绍。Hello, Russell.
Hello, Sarah.
Yes.
Yongjaya.
Yes.
Maylin.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Would you like to introduce yourself to C3 family?
Hello, C3 family. My name is Russell Farnabust.
Oh, 我的名字叫做 Russell.
I was born in Sydney, Australia.
他是生在澳洲的雪梨。Wait a second, 等一下。What is your Chinese name?
陈木祖。
陈木祖。
祖
哦，他的中文名字叫做陈木祖。
陈木祖。
OK，continue. Okay, 继续。
Yes. Yes. So my name is Russell Farnabust. I was born in Sydney on the 26th of January 1953.
哦，我是 Russell. 我是1953年出生。1月26号的澳洲国庆日出生的。
I was born on Australia Day.
这个日子是澳洲的国庆日1月26号。
Which made my father very happy.
这个让我的父亲呢非常的快乐。
Because my father was from Norway.
哦，我的父亲是从挪威来的。
And he married an Australian woman.
哦，他呢娶了一个澳洲的女士。
And when he came to Australia, he wanted more than anything else to be Australian.
但他来到了澳洲之后，他想要成为一个道地的澳洲人。
And then I came along on Australia Day.
然后呢，他就在这个澳洲的国庆日出生的。
I have one sister, 2 years older than me.
我有一个比我两岁大的姐姐。
Our family was not religious at all.
但是呢，我的家人呢，就是没有宗教的背景。
So I really have two parts to my life.
所以呢，在我人生呢有两大部分。
When I did not know God.
当我不认识神的时候呢。
And when I knew God.
一个部分是我认识了神。
But I first started thinking about God when I was about 12.
当我开始在思想神的事的时候，是我在十二岁的时候。
Back in 1965.
这个呢是一九。65年,
I started thinking when I was about 12.
我开始思考，在我十二岁的时候，我在开始思考了。
Started thinking, where did it all come from?
就是说，这个所有这个万物是从何而来呢？
Started thinking, what are we doing here?
我们为什么在这个世界上呢？
Started thinking, where do we go from here?
然后呢，我们要往哪里去呢？
And we were also taught science, of course. 12 years old.
当我们十二岁的时候，有接受了这个科学的这个教育。
We were taught things like the Big Bang.
那时候教导我们什么大爆炸。
And the theory of evolution.
还有什么达尔文的进化论。
I've since discovered from true science.
然后呢，我开始呢想要从这个真实的科学里。
That these are crazy ideas.
这些呢，什么大爆炸，什么达尔文进化论，都是一些错谬的、荒谬的言论。
But I was interested in God, in where did we come from? What are we doing here? Where are we going?
就是说我开始有兴趣说，我们在这里干嘛？我们是从哪里来？我们要往哪里去呢？
So I made a decision when I was 12 years old.
所以呢，我在十二岁的时候，我开始做了一个决定。
That one day I would try to find out who or what this creator is.
所以有一天我一定要来发现说到底这个创造物是谁呢？
Because I knew that we could not come from nothing. How could nothing create everything?
那可能说这个无有能够创造万有呢？
It's common sense there's a creator.
所以呢，这个呢可以说是非常的一个平常的概念，一定是有一个创造者。
So I told myself, one day I will try to find out who or what this creator is.
所以呢，我想说，有一天我一定要来发现哪，到底谁是创造者。
So fast forward 17 years.
然后呢，时间过得很快了，经过了17年。
To 1982.
到了1982年。
And then the time had come.
然后这个时间来到了。
for me to do what I promised myself I would do.
好，所以呢，我说我自己要来做一件事，要发现这个创造者是谁。
To try to find out who or what this creator is.
哦，所以呢，试着去发现到底这个创造者到底是谁。
In all my life up until 1982.
到了我的人生来到了1982年。
I really knew no Christians.
我没有认识任何的基督徒。
Had almost no Christian influence.
几乎没有任何的基督徒来影响我的生活。
Except for one woman.
除回到一个女人。
When I was a teenager.
那时候我是在年少的时期。
A woman by the name of Dorothy Asher.
她的名字叫 Dorothy Asher.
Who I then thought, when I was a teenager, I thought she was a silly old woman.
那我在年少的时候认识这个女人，我说这个女人又是个愚昧的女人。
Very nice woman.
她是一个非常棒的女人。
But very silly lady.
但是呢，她看起来非常的愚昧。
Who believed in this silly religious book called the Bible.
她相信这一个宗教部书籍叫做圣经。
That she believed that serpents could talk.
她相信那个蛇能够说话。
That she would believe that a whole flood once covered the world.
她相信呢，这个洪水呢，能淹没整个世界。
And believed that there was once a huge tower being built.
她相信呢，有一个个巴别塔这样子制造起来。
And that all the languages were confused after that, and people went around the world with different languages.
所以变成这个语言呢，这个呢混乱的，然后人们世上的开始了这个语言。
That she believed all of this.
然后她相信所有这些东西。
And she even believed that people could rise from the dead.
她甚至相信说人可以从死里复活。
So I thought she was a nice lady, but a silly lady.
我相信呢，她是一个好的女人，但是她是有点愚昧吧。
But it was because of her that I.
但是我相信，因为她。
That I came to know the truth of Christ.
我开始来认识了这位神。
Because of her prayers.
因为她的祷告。
And so I call her my spiritual mother.
所以呢，我就称她是我的属灵的母亲。
1982, the time had come for me to try and find out who or what this creator is.
好，1982年，我开始呢，开始来发现到底谁是这位创造主。
So I started to do some research into the world's religions.
所以我就开始来研究世界的宗教。
Islam.
伊斯兰教
，Buddhism，
佛教
，Hinduism，
印度教
，Christianity，
还有基督教
，Other religions，
还有其他的宗教。
And I had two questions.
然后我有两个问题。
What do they believe？
他们相信什么呢
？And why do they believe what they believe？
为什么他们相信呢
？In other words, what is the objective basis for what they believe？
就是他们所相信的这个根基到底是什么呢？
I soon realized that nearly every religion in the world is just based on the thoughts or opinions of one person.
我很快就发现了，几乎所有的宗教他们所相信是来自一个人或者是一些人的这个思想。
Thoughts or opinions of one people or a group of people.
对，一个人或是一群人的思想。
Which becomes a culture.
变成他们的文化。
A tradition.
他们的传统。
Becomes a religion.
变成了宗教。
That there was nothing objective to support what they believed.
根本就没有一个真正有力的证据来支持他们的信仰。
With the exception of the Bible.
但是呢，有一个除外的就是圣经。
I was surprised to find all the evidence for the Bible being what it claims to be over 2,000 times.
就是我发现这2000年前所说的这个圣经呢，它所宣告的都是事实。
Over 2,000 times, the Bible claims to be the Word of God.
这个呢，2000年来这些神的话呢，都是证实是神的话。
I was surprised to find all the other historical documents, writings which support the Bible as being history.
而且呢，在其他历史上的文件呢，也证实呢，圣经所说的是事实，历史上的事实。
Surprised to find all the archaeology that supports the Bible as being history.
而且呢，也从考古学里面发现呢，这个呢，圣经是历史上的事实。
And was surprised to find that true science supported the Bible.
还有一个真正的科学家呢，也支持圣经所说的，都是事实。
and was surprised to find that literally hundreds of historical prophecies in the Bible have been fulfilled in detail.
而且呢，我很惊奇地发现说，在圣经上所有很多的预言都已经实现了。
So I came to realize that this God had revealed himself in the Bible.
所以呢，我开始呢知道了，被启示了，这位神呢把他自己启示在这本圣经上面。
I started going to church a while after that.
所以呢，之后呢，我就开始去教会。
And became absolutely convinced of the truth of the Bible as being the Word of God.
所以那时候我就呢相信呢这个呢圣经就是神的话。
That was in 1982.
那是在1982年。
Fully believed in 1982.
我确实的相信神在1982年。
But I did not have a personal relationship with God.
但是我跟神没有一个个人的关系。
Because I had not yet repented.
因为我没有悔改。
I repented and believed 4 years later in 1986.
我是悔改相信在四年之后1986年。
On a Saturday afternoon.
一个周六的下午。
I was walking down Georges River Road, Croydon Park, a suburb in Sydney.
我在这个悉尼的一个旧居，这个街道上走。
And the Lord Jesus spoke to my heart.
主耶稣呢，向我的心来说话。
Very, very clearly.
非常非常的清楚。
He gave me to know it was Jesus speaking to me.
他让我知道是耶稣向我的心说话。
And he made one statement.
他呢说了一句话。
And then asked one question.
然后问我一个问题。
He said, "You know that I'm God."
他说，你知道我是神。
Why won't you come to me?
为什么你不到我这里来？
And suddenly all my objections crashed to the ground.
从这时候呢，所有的那些阻挡东西全部脱落了。
And I surrendered to Jesus.
然后我就把我自己降服给主。
Wholeheartedly.
我的整个全心的降服给他。
I repented.
然后我悔改了。
And I was born again.
然后我就重生了。
And began a wonderful personal relationship with God.
然后我开始跟主建立起那美妙奇妙的关系。
By the Spirit of God.
借着神的灵。
That was in 1986.
那是1986年。
Over the next 12 months.
然后呢，经过了12个月。
I lost my job.
然后呢，我失去了我的工作。
I lost the woman I had been with for 10 years.
哎呦，我失去了一个跟我相处很久的十年的女朋友。
And I lost a very close old friend of 22 years.
我失去了一个12年的好朋友。
Larry Hughes.
叫做 Larry Hughes.
He died.
他死了。
Because he liked drugs and other things too much.
因为他喜欢这个毒品。
And it was the death of Larry, my old friend Larry.
因为呢 Larry 的死。
For 3 days, I was wrestling with God.
然后呢，有三天我就跟神摔跤。
About where Larry is.
他说 ，Larry 到哪里去了呢
？He's such a good man. He was a good man.
他是一个好人呐。
But he just liked some bad things.
但是呢，他想要做一些不是很好的事情。
I would wrestle with God.
然后呢，我跟神摔跤。
Surely Larry is not in hell.
哎呀。这个 Larry 不能到地狱里面去啊。
Then after 3 days,
然后经过了三天跟神摔跤。
The Holy Spirit,
那圣灵呢
？Dropped something from my head to my heart.
把一些从头脑的相信呢，让我到心里去了。
Something that I knew in my head.
以前我是在头脑相信的。
Which he dropped to my heart.
然后这时候能够到我的心灵里面去了。
He said to me,
圣灵呢，这样子说了。
My son, wherever Larry is now.
就是主透过圣灵向我启示说，不管 Larry 现在在哪里。
Know that I am just and righteous in all that I do.
就是要知道我所做的事都是公义的。
And I stopped wrestling with God.
然后我开始不跟神摔跤了。
And I had a deep peace, a deep, deep peace.
然后我在里面有一个非常深的这个平安。
But that also accelerated me.
然后这个加速了我
in my desire to get the gospel to people.
让我呢要把这个福音呢传给大家
from the time I was born again.
从自从我重生开始
in 1986.
1986年
I knew that everyone needed to know the gospel.
我知道每一个人都需要知道福音。
But Larry's death accelerated that recognition.
但是呢，我的好朋友 Larry 的死，这个加速了我里面的一个负担。
That heaven is real.
而天堂是真实的。
And hell is real.
而且地狱也是真实的。
And the only way to heaven is through the one who came from heaven.
而能够到天堂去的时候。是要借过一个从天而降的
through Jesus
就是透过耶稣基督
that everyone in the world
就是在世上的每一个人
needs to know the gospel
每一个人都需要知道福音
that everyone in the world needs to have a clear understanding of the gospel
在世上每一个人都对福音要有一个正确的认识
and a clear understanding of what God calls, commands each person to do in response to the gospel
而且要知道呢神呼召我们要做的事，而且要正确的回应福音。
That each person needs to know what it is to repent and believe.
什么叫做悔改？什么叫做相信
？And that each person needs to know the consequences of not obeying God's command to repent.
而且每一个人应该要知道那个不遵循神话语的一个后果。
That each person in the world needs to know the gospel.
所以世界上每一个人都需要知道福音。
So this was a great burden that I had.
所以呢，我就有一个很重的负担在我的里面。
And so since that time, I've been developing ways to share the gospel.
所以我开始在研究如何来传福音。
And with an increasing burden.
然后这个负担呢，是一直在加增当中。
For every Christian.
每一个基督徒。
To want to share the gospel.
要分享福音。
To be equipped to share the gospel.
然后要装备去分享福音。
In other words, that God would raise up workers for the harvest field.
就是神要兴起工人来收割庄稼。
The harvest is plentiful.
哦，这个庄稼到处都是。
The laborers few.
但是呢，工人却缺少了。
Heaven is real and hell is real.
而天堂是真实的，地狱也是真实的。
And 99% of the people in Sydney.Don't know enough of the gospel to be saved.
所以呢，在雪梨的99%都不认识福音，然后获得拯救。
How will they know?
他们怎么知道呢？
What is God's appointed way for people to know the gospel?
神使用的方法是如何？用什么方法让人家知道福音呢？
Through Christians.
就是借着基督徒让人知道福音呢。
So.An ongoing burden, a burden since 1986-87.
所以我从1986里面就一个非常大的一个重担。
Is for every Christian in the world.
让每一个基督徒在世上的每一个基督徒。
To want to make knowing, sharing the gospel.
能够去传福音。
As an ongoingly developed way of life.
然后呢，成为他们生活上的一个部分。
To see every person as God sees them.
然后看每一个人的时候，就从神的角度去看他们。
As an eternal soul，
他们每一个人都有一个永恒的灵魂。
For whom Christ died，
而这些人都是主耶稣为他死了。
So this has been the great burden I've had since 1986。
所以自从1986年，这个在我里面形成一个很大的负担。
From God，
这是从神而来的。
For every person in the world to know the gospel，
让世界上每一个人都认识福音。
And for every Christian to want to share the gospel.
而且让每个基督徒都有那个渴望去分享福音。
To know that the gospel is the power of God for salvation.
要知道福音本是神的大门。
And that the moment we step outside the door.
当我们跨出我们步伐的时候。
We are in the mission field.
我们来到福音的工厂。
Who is my neighbor?
谁是我的邻居
？Person at the bus stop。
哦，在巴士上的人。
Person on the train。
哦，在这个船上的人。
Person at work。
哦，在工作上的人，在地铁上的人。
Our relatives, yes。
还有我们的亲戚。
But everyone is our neighbor。
每一个人都是我们的邻居。
How do we truly love our neighbor？
那我们如何的真实的去爱我们的邻居呢？
Through the gospel.
就是借着 福音来显明我们爱他们。
So this has been the great burden for to equip to for God to motivate His people to share the gospel, to want to share the gospel.
所以呢，让属神的人呢都能够去分享福音，这是我里面很大的一个负担。
And this is part of worshiping God.
这分享福音就是在敬拜神的一部分。
In spirit and in truth.
在真理里面来敬拜神。
Loving our neighbor as ourselves.
我们要爱人如己，爱我们邻居如同自己。
And obeying God's command to love God.
然后呢，就是这个遵守主的命令，爱邻居如同自己。
So this burden has been there since 1986-1987. And along with this, a great burden and prayer, God knows.
这个祷告呢，这个负担呢，神知道。
For God to send His Holy Spirit on all His church all around the world.
求神来，差派圣灵，让所有的教会都能够知道去传福音。
On every one of us.
然后让我们每一个基督徒。
As He fell on the 120 in the upper room 2,000 years ago.
这好像当初呢，在马可楼上面呢，那个圣灵降在120个人身上。
God does not change.
神没有改变。
And His ways do not change.
而他的方法也没有改变。
As Hudson Taylor said.
这个 Hudson Taylor 呢，戴德森说。
God's work.
神的工作。
Done in God's way.
用神的方式去完成。
Will never lack God's supply.
永远不缺乏神的供应。
God's work is to share the gospel with everyone.
就是神的工作就是要把福音分享去给每一个人。
God's way is through prayer and dependence on the Holy Spirit.
神的方法就是透过祷告。
And God's supply is the Holy Spirit.
神的供应就是圣灵会供应。
We need the Holy Spirit.
我们需要圣灵。
And prayer is the appointed way.
祷告就是一个必要的方法。
It's been a burden from the Holy Spirit.
这个是从圣灵而来在我身上的负担。
For born again Christians to hunger and thirst for God.
对，重生的基督徒能够更多的渴慕神。
To hunger and thirst to know the reality that it's no longer we who live.
要更多的知道我们活着的不再是我。
But Christ who lives in us.
是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
To yearn, to want to no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and rose again.
不再为自己而活，而是为我们而复活的主而活着。
Christ died for all.
耶稣基督为我们而死了。
That those who live should no longer live for themselves.
所以我们不再为自己活。
But for Him who died for them.
为我们死而复活的主而活着。
And rose again.
他复活了。
But nearly everyone out there does not know that.
但是你要知道，大部分在外面人他都不知道这些事实啊。
If my people,
如果我的百姓
who are called by my name,
呼求我的名
will humble themselves,
而且呢，谦卑他自己
and pray,
祷告
and seek my face,
寻求我的面
and turn from their wicked ways,
而且呢，转离恶行
then will I hear from heaven.
然后我从天上垂听他们的祷告
forgive their sins.
而且呢，赦免他们的罪。
And heal their land.
而且医治他们的地。
This was a promise to Old Testament Israel.
这个是在旧约里面呢，对以色列民的一个应许。
How much more the promise for the Holy Spirit?
圣灵对我们应许也是如此。
To fill every Christian.
而且圣灵呢，应许我们要充满每一个基督徒。
That it be no longer us who lives, but Christ in us and through us.
而且呢，我们不再是我，而是呢，基督在我们里面活着。
That we can say with the Apostle Paul.
我们呢，这个使徒保罗。
To live is Christ.
他说，活着就是基督。
To die is gain.
他死了就有益了。
To die daily each day.
他要每天都向己死。
To ourselves.
向己死。
And live for Christ.
然后为基督而活着。
Every day.
每天每天为主而活。
Christ, Christ who is our daily bread.
主是我每天的灵粮玛纳，是每天的灵粮玛纳。
Yes.
Yes.
Let it be our food to do God's will.
就是我们的食物就是遵循神叫我们做的。
That no one perish.
没有一个人能够灭亡的。
But that all repent and come to the knowledge of the truth.
每一个人能够悔改，人认识真理。
In Christ.
在基督里。
So this has been the great burden since 1986-87.
这个呢，就是对我来讲呢，是1986年。
For everyone in the world to know the gospel.
让每一个人呢，在这个世界上每一个人都知道福音。Okay, Russell,
yes,
well done. Then I know why, you know, you share gospel every day. Okay, thank you, Russell. Thank you for your sharing and
okay.
Tell us know your burden.
Thank you.
Okay, cheers.
Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
Cheers.
May God bless us.
Yes,
okay.
Amen. Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.